Welcome to ChiroFeast, where we are serving up big helpings of wisdom in the successful practice of chiropractic, the world of entrepreneurialism, and extra servings of mentorship to navigate this wonderful experience we call life. My name is Dr. Jeff Danielson. I've built, bought, and sold many chiropractic practices and currently own 19 limited liability corporations. I love the entrepreneurial spirit, and I pay it forward through a company called Big Fish Enterprises. I coach and mentor business owners so they don't repeat the mistakes that I made in my career. Every week, we cover a topic that will help make you a better leader and a better entrepreneur. Or maybe it's just going to be a topic that helps you become a better person. You'll want to share these episodes because in life, it is always better to pay it forward. And now, let's get into today's topic. Come and get it, chiropractic. We are online, and this is ChiroFeast, and I'm so excited for you to get a big dose, a big helping. We're going to serve it up. I'm going to dish it up. You've got Roberto Monaco coming to you on ChiroFeast today. So thanks for being with us. We are excited to introduce a wonderful, wonderful person. So I'll just reach out there across the country here to Roberto Monaco. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Dr. Jeff. I'm so ecstatic, excited, fired up to be here with you today.
Well, we are going to dig into a great topic today, and that topic is influence, and that topic is communication, and that is who you are. And you're a hard guy to introduce, Roberto. you've got such a great history and a great story. You're an amazing storyteller. Roberto has done over 4,500 presentations. If you go to his website, and we're gonna have his website links here for you so that everybody can get to your websites, Roberto. But the information on your websites is absolute. It's jam packed. You have been everywhere. And it's almost like you know everybody. You've been on everybody's stage. Everybody loves you, and I think the best way for me to describe you and to introduce you is that you are a human being that instantly makes the person that you're meeting feel like you're their best friend. And Roberto, we've only met in person, I think, two, maybe three times total. And I felt that, Roberto, and I know you don't know me that well, and you don't know me that well. We're becoming better friends and whatnot, but instantly when I come up to you and shake your hand and give you a hug, you make me feel like I'm the most important person in the room. And you make me feel like you're my best friend. And I don't say that because it's cheesy. I say that because it's genuine. You genuinely have that spirit about you that makes every person that you touch feel like you're their buddy. And that is such an authentic thing that comes from you, and I don't know how you do it. So maybe during this...
That was the best thing. I'm so glad you're recording that, because that's going to be my new introduction right now. Forget about my resume. I'm going to use that as my introduction. So here you go.
I'm your best friend.
I'm your best friend is all we need to know. I love it. I totally love it.
So,
Dr. Jeff, what an honor. I wanted to be here.
No, I'm so glad that you're with me. I want people to hear a little bit of your history. They need to know why you are worthy of listening to. And so if you can give us a little bit of your background, you've worked with Tony Robbins for a number of years. Maybe you can give us a little bit of the history of your career, and then then you can kind of jump into what you're doing currently.
Yeah. So I started, I'm from Brazil originally. Some of you are going to recognize the accent. And I got a BA in finance, working in a banking for 10 years. And I came to America, and I was in a spot that I was making money, but I was unfulfilled. And I decided to ask a question that most people have heard it, but very few people have answered. And the question is, if I could do anything in my life, and I knew I could not fail, what I'm doing today, right here, right now. And I'm sure, especially in self-development, everybody heard this question.
Yeah.
Everybody. Very few people, though, have answered. And when the first time I heard this question, I'm like, I don't know. I had my answer was, I don't know. And that answer led me to go to seminars, and eventually I applied to work for Tony Robbins companies and got a job as a, they call FSR, field sales rep. And the position entails for you to go and do talks. Basically, you are 100% commission salesperson, and you go to groups and do talks. And I was doing around 400 talks a year.
Wow.
And in the beginning, I really struggled. As a matter of fact, I almost got fired because my numbers were super low. I remember in New Jersey one time, I went to the hospital ER because of stress. Because I love teaching, I love talking to people, but I didn't know how to quote-unquote enroll people. And there was a aha moment that changed everything. The hospital, when I was in the hospital, I came back from that, started... I started training other speakers. And then in 2008, I opened up a company called Influenceology. Which basically we help entrepreneurs, executives, business leaders, chiropractors to use the power of communication to influence and acquire more clients and patients. That's the idea. I worked with over 40 industries, you name it, from loan officers, realtors, dentists, politicians, athletes, chiros, financial planners, engineers, you name it. And the last 9 years specifically, I've been helping a lot of chiropractors through a different brand that I have. It's called chirospeaking.com, because chiropractic changed my life. I had this crazy story that happened with my daughter and my wife. And then I was like, okay, it's not like I don't have a choice. Chiropractic chose me. I know sometimes as a chiropractor, you feel like chiropractic chose you. Even though I'm not a chiropractor, I feel like chiropractic has chosen me to help chiropractors to tell the story. So today I have two companies. I have Influenceology, which focus on entrepreneurs, and I have the Chiro Speaking company that focus on chiropractors.
Well, I've got both of your websites up in front of me here, and it says here that you have personally consulted. So listeners, listen up here. This man has personally consulted NFL Super Bowl champions, U.S. Navy SEALs, helicopter pilots, teenagers, Ironman athletes, extreme running athletes, stay-at-home moms and dads, CEOs and executives of large national chains, all of the Tony Robbins speakers, entrepreneurs, rocket scientists, Stanford and Harvard PhDs. I mean, who haven't you talked to? I love this, and I do love that you put in here as number four on this list, teenagers. And as number seven on the list, stay-at-home mom and dads. It's the humble approach. You've spoken to these amazing people, but you're just like you and I. And, you know, it's humbling.
One of my favorite stories that I tell. She was a teenager. She was 19. I tell this story. Her name is Ashley. I have a permission. So basically, one day my phone ring and was this guy from Tampa say, hey, my daughter just joined the university. She's going to nursing school. And she has this phobia of speaking. And someone referred me to you. Can you help? And I actually 100% say, yes, no problem. Tell me more. And he said, look, she's in the first semester of the class. And every time... in college, they asked the student to do a little talk. She literally runs away. She leaves the class. Aww. And then I was living in San Diego back at the time, and he was living in Tampa. So I said, no problem, come over. So they flew the dad and her to San Diego. I spent 10 hours with both of them. And it was like the situation, probably one of the most challenging situations. I was talking to her, and she had... No, she would never give you a sign that she was afraid to talk, sitting down. And I said, Ashley, why don't you stand up? And the moment she stood up, like in just us in the room, she started trembling. Wow. Now here's the story gets better. When I look at her profile picture on Facebook, Dr. Jeffrey, it was a picture of her skydiving. And I'm like, this girl, you know, fear is context dependent. You know what I mean? Anyway,
wow.
I help her. And then a month later, she posts on Facebook a message to me and said, hey, just gave my first presentation and I got an A, 100%. Thank you. You know?
Aww.
So that's, and then fast forward, now she's a nurse. What touches my heart sometimes is not only about, you know, helping people make money and more clients, but also it's about truly change people's lives, her case, her career, you know? So I love that. So that's just want to share that story with you.
That's awesome. And, you know, in the chiropractic profession, a lot of us leaders that, you know, one of the things that we're so much so proud of is how many chiropractors or how many young people that we've influenced to become chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've had seven now, and I know people that can say that they've led 70 people. So seven is not a big number, but seven of my patients have become chiropractors. And so in the same way, when you have an influence like that on people that then can pay it forward and have an impact on other people, man, that is such a big deal. And I don't want that to be lost in our conversation. What you're doing is paying it forward, and that's our Big Fish, you know, a tagline. That's our motto. That's what we live by at Big Fish Enterprises. Is all about paying it forward, and to be able to impact a young girl like that, wow, that's huge. I mean, it's one thing to have a president of a corporation and influence that kind of a person, but to influence somebody to then step forward and become something bigger is just such a great thing.
Thank you. And I love the motto, pay forward. When the first time, actually, I went to a Big Fish Enterprise, the website, and start poking around, and like, man, that's really cool. Because I always felt that speaking, I'm just talking about like the art, the pure art of speaking. Right? So yeah, I came here from Brazil. English is my third language. In Brazil, my first language is Portuguese. When I was in high school, I had the option, either I'm going to study Spanish or English. And if you look at Brazil geography, South America, Brazil is surrounded by countries that speak Spanish only. And I was, I don't know, 14, 15, Spanish teacher was really hot. And I'm like, I'll never speak English, ever. So here I am, paying the price. Now later, I had to learn English in an older age. But the point being is that there's one thing that has dramatically changed my life and give everything that I have, my family, lifestyle, my kids, is the quote-unquote art of speaking. And that's something that has been around for over 2,000 years. First book ever written was Rhetoric by Aristotle, 300 BC. There's a guy writing books about public speaking already. So I feel like if you look through history, right, anybody in any industry that create a big shift, the way they shift was through communication. Think in terms of Steve Jobs, right? Steve Jobs and Apple, one of my role models, when they launch a new product, here the guy worth billions of dollars, had all the marketing executives and leaders, and when they did those quote-unquote events, product launches, he was the one pitching, right? He was the one communicating, he was the one explaining the new iPod, the new iMac, or the new phone, iPhone, because they knew that through his messaging, he's going to influence the reporters, the technology consultants, and those reporters, technology consultants would influence the buyers. And the next day, we'd have, you know, thousands of people across the U.S. on a huge line waiting to buy, you know, Apple stuff. The model of communication and speaking, while now we have, you know, podcasts, video podcasts, Zoom meetings, Facebook, Instagram, while the quote-unquote, the vehicle has changed, the delivery format has changed. You know, I still, more than ever, there's a lot of power on the microphone. Yeah. There's a lot of power, and that's what I'm passionate about, being able to speak with congruency, with ethic, with love and compassion, and helping people.
Yeah, no, you that can't be overstated. I mean, it's amazing when certain people in certain positions, and they have that doesn't happen overnight. It's developed over years and years. But when certain people open their mouth, the world changes. You know, you look at the Fed in our country, and you know, as soon as the Fed opens their mouth, the markets go crazy, right?
Just.
You know, the power of speaking and the power of communicating is, it can be such a wonderful tool, and it can also be very destructive. And,
for sure.
You know, I think that's, you know, that's, I'm gonna web into a little bit of, how you can help chiropractors, because, you know, one of the most common fears and common questions I get as a chiropractic coach, so many young doctors don't want to be seen as being salesy. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be a salesman. They don't want to be, because they want to be a doctor. They want to help people, but they know they have to communicate. But when they are, you know, quote unquote, selling a package of care or explaining to somebody, this is what you need. We need to get you on a program where we correct your spine. It's going to take us the next 9 months. It's going to take me 62 visits or whatever. I don't care if it's 62 visits or 12 visits. We still have to explain, this is what it's going to take. Are you ready to get started? And so many chiropractors get sweaty palms and, you know, perspire sitting there in front of somebody because they're, quote unquote, selling chiropractic. How would you answer that question? Or how do you communicate to doctors that are fearful of being salesy?
Well, the real core reason they're resisting sales is because they're making the message about them, not about the patient. I know it hurts. I know it's not very soft, but ultimately, if you're resisting, quote unquote, selling chiropractic, you're making about you, about your ego, about how they're going to perceive you, about you're not making about them, about transforming your patient from, or taking your patient from point A to point B. Ultimately.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'll give a couple beliefs that I have. One, I understand that your message starts and your presentation ends. You do, you show a care plan, day one, day two, doctor's report, whatever you're doing. The chiropractic message starts, your presentation ends. Chiropractic starts when people sign up and they get adjusted. That's when it starts, and so that's the overall. And I feel like a lot of people, during the presentation, they want to, quote unquote, sell chiropractic because they're afraid to be rejected. They don't want to be judged. They have fear of judgment. Yep. And in the end of the day, look, if you're a good doctor, you know chiropractic. If you're a good doctor, you're already getting adjusted anyway. You know this stuff, but most people don't. So I feel like the moment you start changing the focus from yourself to others and realizing that, I believe, for example, Dr. Jeff, that speaking is about life and death. I really, in my core,
yes.
When I believe, like, look, either they get it or they're not going to get it. And life and death, meaning even if it is, you're not going to quote unquote die, but it's a metaphorical death where your last fulfill or unhappy. And the same thing for chiropractic. You give life to people. So once you change the focus, realize that it's 100% about them, then I feel it helps you minimize that, quote unquote, that feeling of, like, I don't want to be selling, number one. And number two, the second thing is, if you do a really poor job doing your presentation, And now you got to really close. That's super uncomfortable. Now, if you do like a really good job in your presentation, asking questions, caring, building rapport, establishing value, storytelling, all that those things that you teach, then eventually it's easier for them. It's a logical conclusion. It's not about, and I always tell people, it's not about the close. The whole thing is a close.
Yes.
How you show up is a close.
Yes.
Your mindset is a close. How you live your life is a close, right? I tell people congruency is the ultimate form of influence, right? You want to be more influential? Become super congruent to the chiropractic message. I see so many doctors who they're incongruent their message and becomes hard for them to sell care. Why? Because they're incongruent.
No, you are spot on. That is good stuff. And, you know, before we were on live here, you and I were talking and I was sharing with you a post that was put into a Facebook page for a trimester 9 class at a chiropractic school. So these are all students, and there was a conversation happening between all these students on their Facebook page, and I'm privy to this because one of my interns shared it with me, and they had put a poll out there that said, okay, we are all ready to become chiropractors here in the next 6 months. We're all going to graduate. Who in this Facebook group is going to use the word subluxation when you are in practice, and who is not going to use the word subluxation? And just using the term, you know, just the term subluxation. And 27, at the time that I saw the information here, 27 of the people responded that they were not going to use the term, and only 19 said that they would use the term. And that is just plain and simple fear. And then there was explanation behind some of the people had done posting saying why they were not going to use the word subluxation. And one of the people posted that the word subluxation is scary and we don't want to scare people. And we want people to just know that they're a little bit tight or a little bit sore and we can take care of that and we have some options to help with that. But the word subluxation is too scary for people and we don't want to scare the public. And Roberto, my blood pressure went from like 0 to 100. Like I wanted to scream. I mean, if I could have punched this person in the nose through the screen that I was reading this, I was so upset by this. And I was telling you before we got talking here today that in 3 weeks I'm going to be speaking at this school to about 120 students, and I can't wait to get on the stage. I can't wait to absolutely scream and go off about exactly what you said, Roberto. It's about life and death. And I love that you said it's metaphorical. Okay. Now, granted, in our profession, in chiropractic, it can be about life and death. We are in the healthcare profession. Okay.
Yeah.
And for some people, it is a matter of real life and death.
Yeah.
But for others, and you're such a master at words by saying, you know, metaphorically, you know, fulfillment is a way of kind of dying, you know, if you're not being fulfilled in life. And I love that.
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, so thanks so much for bringing the point up about subluxation. I'm not going to get into my whole story right now because I want to share the full version at your event in December, which I'm so excited to be part of it. I'm super grateful.
Can't wait.
I was looking actually at the website. The website looks amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
Chiro Life website. I love it. So, just a short version. When my daughter was born, she was born in a natural birth center. And when she was born, the two midwife nurses said that she couldn't, my daughter wasn't breathing properly. And they attach this monitor to measure her oxygen levels. And I had 12 hours for Sophia to be good so she can go home. Or after 12 hours, once you're born in a birth center in California, if you're not healthy, then you got to go to the hospital. And she was born at 10 in the evening. It was 5 a.m. And still she wasn't, you could see that she wasn't crying or she wasn't breathing properly. I remember calling my chiropractor, Dr. Ryan Hummel, in San Diego. He came in, laid Sophia down. By the way, I have pictures I'm going to show in a conference. And he adjusts her once, waited. Adjusts her twice, for Atlas twice. And like a movie, like magic, Dr. Ryan grabbed Sophia, gave Sophia to my wife. And Sophia threw up the amniotic fluid that was stuck in her lungs and gave the most beautiful, powerful baby cry we were waiting for all this time.
Wow.
And within half an hour, her oxygen levels normalized, and the two midwife nurses came in the room and asked me what happened. She's good now. What happened? And I told her my chiropractor came in, detected a subluxation on her atlas, adjust her twice is good. And the two midwife nurses like, what happened? Yeah, he detected a subluxation, adjust her, she's good. So if you listen right now and you want to talk about subluxation, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you that removing subluxation, nerve interference change people's lives. I just always tell this, what would happen if I'm not a doctor, my wife's not a doctor, now I got to go to the ER to my daughter. What do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're going to recommend?
Right.
So in this case, not metaphorically, death is like, is health crisis that chiropractic helped me. By the way, I have more to this story I want to say for the event, but I just want to say that it's so critical for chiropractors to preserve chiropractic, and the way to preserve chiropractic is preserve the word subluxation, because that is the, nobody else talks about that but us.
Yes.
And for me, trying to remove the word is just crazy.
Yes.
It's like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Crazy.
Yeah, it's so powerful when subluxation is a real thing, and it is such a detriment to the health of the human population. But should we be afraid to incorporate it into our practice and actually speak the word to our patients, who they're not dumb, you know? The medical profession uses, you know, lots of big scary words all the time.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes those words can influence people to make a good decision for the betterment of their health. And that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it's how you explain. It's how you communicate. It's how you use the word. It's how you can get to the level of the person so that you're not being arrogant. You're not being a narcissist when you use these terms. You use them because they're accurate. And for us to reject a term that is so beautifully chiropractic is just nonsense to me. It's
100%.
Unbelievable.
And I'll tell you, as a patient, myself as a patient, my kids a patient, my friends, I never connect the fact that quote unquote subluxation is a word that scares people. Now, if maybe they don't understand, but then it's our job as a doctors and educators and influencers to explain what it is. But the association with fear, I never thought that some people there were thinking that.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. So I'm gonna actually mention right now. I'm on your website right now, the Chiro Speaking website. So I'm gonna mention that website name. It's chirospeaking.com. So chirospeaking.com is where your chiropractic speaking company is at. And the page that I'm on right now, I mean, this thing is loaded with just great information. This is like on the web. It's free posts that you've done. I'm just going to mention these and tell everybody who's a chiropractor who's listening to this, you got to go and just look at this and read this. Here's a post: 13 reasons you should never do a patient orientation class. Okay. Now, I guarantee you I'm going to read this as soon as we're off the phone here. And then you've got another one called Do This and Convert More. Next one is 7 Steps to Improve a Canned Presentation. How Chiropractic Has Changed Our Lives. Should you use handouts, yes or no? How not to be invited back to speak. So in other words, what would you do to screw up so that you never get invited back to speak? Every chiropractor on the planet should want to go to this website right now and read these posts that you put out there, because you are the expert in this, and these are great. I think it's fantastic.
I appreciate that. I have fun. You know, the one thing that I do, which I think chiropractors love, chiropractors send me, not all chiropractors, but the ones who see the value in communication, they send me the talks, and I review them, and this is something that is very unique, because as the businessman's part of me tells me don't do it, because it's way too much time. Just to have an idea, Dr. Jeff, every 1 hour talk someone sends to me takes me 4 hours to do it. So imagine, it's not very, for me, very effective, but for my clients, it's just gold. I go over 57 items. I have a checklist.
Wow.
I call persuasion algorithm. I can mention some. For example, when someone sent me, and I'm just finalizing this doctor's report, this patient education class. So I look at how the doctor was introduced. I have seven items there: opening, pre-frame, right? Participation pre-frame, personal story, offer, the body, the pre-close. When you're closing a talk, are you using freedom of choice, future regret, future pacing, right? So you have all these strategies. Then when you deliver your message, when you're communicating, are you using eye contact, engagement, pause, passion, fluency, filler words, body language, congruency, spatial anchoring, right? How you anchor the room. Then you go into the influence tab, and influence, are you tap into scarcity, like ability, authority, reciprocity, metaphor, language, and then you go into... Then I have a whole new session on storytelling. Anyway, so I have been, because English was my third language, and I always struggle, I had to compensate with something else. So some people, they're very naturally, they're great communicators. Language comes easy for them. That was not my case. That is not my case. So I had to compensate with something else. So the way I compensated was through studying communication, studying influence, just like anything else, communication influence had strategies. And so that's how I compensated. And that's now what's cool is that when someone sends me a message, it's literally impossible not make better. It's just like never happened. Why? Not because I'm good. It's just because I'm aware, you know, in communication, in talks, you have the structure, you have the language, you have the delivery, you have the presenter. So it's super awesome to see the results and the process itself. Something that I'm really proud of.
You've done an amazing job of really breaking down the art of speaking. And you know, and that is you know, I think that's what's hard for a lot of people to really understand, is that there is an art to it, and it's very specific. And I mean, you just went through, you know, a whole bunch of different things that you can spend a half an hour talking about each one of those things that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So that people can get better. And if they just got better at one of them, it would make a difference.
For sure.
You know, but when you know the whole package and you see it, now it's not 573 items. You know, it's like what you said, maybe 57, you know, and so it's a finite number of things to get good at. And anybody can do this. I really believe that.
Anybody.
And so many people think that there's no way that they could be a good speaker. How do you respond to that?
Oh, that's like, I'll tell you. I love this conversation. So I was in a chiropractic, so I'm not going to mention the name, but last weekend I was at an estate chiropractic association, and I was doing two-hour talks. And before my first session, this gentleman came to me, and he introduced himself, and he was telling me how he was super introverted, He needed a lot of time to prepare, and speaking was a challenge because when he spoke, then he had to deal with his feelings. But he told me all the story, right? But forever.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, after I heard him, I acknowledge, I respect, and I said, look, here's what I know. I know that introverts, the way I see it, they actually are the best communicators because they actually take the time to think through the message and elaborate the message.
Yeah.
An extroverted guy usually is always ready. An introverted take the time, and then when they turn it on. And I gave him a lot of examples, and I actually challenged him a little bit. Now, here's the best part. So we did the 2 hours, I talk about mindset, break. On the second, right, on the second 2 hour, I was doing some stretching exercises to break kind of like the energy. And I'm not a doctor, right? So I look at him and I say, hey, Dr. So-and-so, I know you do ergonomics. Can you come here and teach 5 minutes? The guy stood up. And right there, with no preparation, you start doing like quote-unquote a little ergonomic exercises. And he was having fun. And that was the best part. I think he had a huge breakthrough last weekend. So I'm telling you that anybody that has a desire can become a great communicator. When I worked for Tony Robbins, my first job was to speak and sell tickets. Then eventually, my second role with the company was to hire and train develop speakers. And even though we had to follow due diligence and they send resumes and all that jazz, my number one criteria to hire people was commitment. Like, dude, are you committed to learn? That was it.
Right.
And I can tell you that the people who demonstrated that were committed always outperform the people who are more articulate, the people who are more charismatic, the people who are more quote unquote good looking or smart. Always the committed person always is incredible. It's like, you know, it's incredible to see.
Yeah. So, no, I'll take somebody that is coachable and committed every day over somebody that is charismatic and extroverted. It's a mindset. It's like you mentioned. Now, so here's one of the things, and I want to push everybody to our website, ChiroLifeConference.com. So that is our website where people can register to come to our event December 3rd and December 4th. Of 2021 here. Boy, I want to pack that room. And we are not COVID scared at this organization. So we are going to pack the room. And if you're thinking about Cairo Life Conference or bringing your team to an event, go to ChiroLifeConference.com and register. Just do it. It is a very, very affordable. We keep this very affordable so that people can bring their team. So that's the question I want to ask you here, because there's going to be a lot of chiropractors there, but there will also be, and there will be more staff. There will be more teammates, front desk coordinators, billing people, massage therapists, marketing people, athletic trainers, physical therapists. There will be a lot of teammates of our chiropractic clinics that are there. How can maybe a front desk person or an office manager benefit from some of the things that you're going to be teaching?
I love that. So I'm going to have two sessions, one session specifically. I'll be talking about confidence and charisma. And confidence and charisma specifically is not a skill for public speakers. It's a skill for everybody.
Yes.
You know, there's research that talks about that confidence, and I'm going to talk about this research, that confidence influences people's decisions more than the content of the message, right? How confident the presenter is. Now, obviously, you want to make sure your message is on point. But so the first thing, a lot of times when I spoke for CAs before, and again, I spoke for 40 different industries, sometimes we feel like, oh, I'm not quote-unquote a public speaker, so I don't have to develop my communication skills. Nowadays, you know, with your smartphone, for example, or regardless of recording videos, if you're doing one-on-one communication, you got to be able to, A, speak with confidence, two, be able to deliver your message with charisma. And charisma being your innate, I want to explain this charisma. My definition is your innate potential. That means everybody has to attract, engage, and influence people. Attract, right? That means you attract someone's attention, you engage, you keep the attention going, then influence someone. And you might be doing that one-on-one. You may be doing that through video or through group communication. I know CAs who introduce doctors in a talk, and how introduce, you call persuasion, right? What comes before the message influence how people are going to make decisions. So if you're a CA, for example, and you're doing a quick introduction, office is or introduction of the doctor in a talk is really important. So that's the first section of the talk. The second talk I'll be giving during the conference is about storytelling, which is one of my favorite topics. And again, that is not a public speaking tool, is a communication tool. Storytelling works in a one-on-one setting, in a video setting, if you write an email, if you are doing a talk, if you're recording a video, if you're doing a webinar. So 100% of our sessions will be applicable to anybody who's going to be attending the conference.
Oh. I can't wait. Every year at our event, I swear I get more out of the speakers that are there than anybody in the room. I sit in the front row and I'm glued to what everybody is talking about. So I can't wait for you to be there. I can't wait for people to meet you and feel you. I'm going to tell you too. I think I'm speaking before you are, and I'm going to have a swimming pool. Okay, so I'm just putting this out there so that everybody can hear as well. There's going to be a swimming pool on the stage at Cairo Life.
Swimming pool.
Yes, and so I'm going to keep you guessing as to what I'm going to do with that swimming pool, Roberto. But
that's so good.
We are going to have some fun, and I can't wait for my entire team. I've got 19 people from my clinic in Burnsville that are going to be coming to hear you speak, and I can't wait for them to feel what you have to bring. So that's going to be fun.
I'm so grateful, Dr. Jeff, for the invitation. I'll give my heart to everybody who's going to be there, and I'll bring my best game.
So I know we're running short on time here, and I do want to wrap up. This has been a very fast 41 minutes, almost 42 minutes here. But, if there is one thing that you could leave our listeners with that they could apply today to their practice that will help them become a more influential person in their community. If there's one thing that you could give us, one little nugget that we can walk away with today, what would that be?
Okay. One thing that I would do for every office, and anybody can do that. You open up in your computer some Google Docs, it's free, or old school notebook, it's free, Word documents, free. Everybody has access to it. And every question that people ask you about chiropractic, about nutrition, about physiotherapy, about health, whatever, about exercise, any questions that people ask you, you write it down and create a database of questions. It's free. And then the second step, you start recording videos and answering some of these questions, and do a very soft, elegant call to action to your website. Just do that every day or three times a week. You record a quick video and you send, and you can put on YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. There's so many places, and you start building and increase your influence. And that's something that pretty much everybody can do it. Yeah. You know, everybody can do it.
You know, what's great about that, Roberto, too, is that if you're doing a video, guess what? You can turn the video off and start over again. You can hit
100%.
Right? I mean, you can hit stop. You can hit pause. You can erase. You can start over. You can do it 15 times if you need to make it perfect what you want. But and here's one thing I would encourage our listeners to do. After you record a video, don't be the only person that watches it. Give that to one of your staff and say, what do you think of this? Give me your honest opinion. And more times than not, what you have delivered in your answer or your little video is way better than you think it is.
I love that.
Because we're so hard on ourselves. You know, we hate the sound of our voice, you know. I mean, I don't know anybody that says, oh, man, I love how I sound on the radio, or I love how I sound in a recording. Everybody's like, oh, my gosh, is that really what I sound like? You know, so have somebody else listen so that they can give you good, honest feedback, because otherwise you'll get stuck erasing everything that you record, right?
It's so true. It's so true. And you know, nowadays I feel consistency is important. Being able to communicate, to build up an audience is important. And I feel like something that when I finished up my career at Tony Robbins from 2002 to 2008, I had done thousands of talks. And I remember, Dr. Jeff, when I left in 2009, I started recording videos. And I want to share this with you. In 2009, when YouTube was actually brand new, and what happened in 2009 was YouTube, so that means like you could actually share videos. Internet was getting better, so you could upload videos, and then smartphone. So all these three things, smartphone technology, the internet, and YouTube, made it possible to record videos, right? And everybody could, record videos easily and share. And I remember I bought this flip camera, and I remember in my room recording my first videos, and I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who the prior 6 years, I was doing 400 talks a year. So just it's weird. It's weird. And I remember because I was speaking to quote-unquote nobody.
Right.
Had no feedback, no energy.
Right.
So if you're out there and you feel like, man, this is weird, this is awkward, I don't like this, it's just part of the process, I promise you. It's just part of the process.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. I mean, for anybody that has, you know, spoken in front of people, you know that you know, when you've got the energy of people in front of you, it's just such a different thing. So yeah. You know, doing recordings and whatnot. It is a weird thing. I know some people that are such great speakers, and then I turn on a camera and go, okay, now say what you just said again, and they just lock up and they get so awkward. Oh, man, such a difference. You know, you mentioned charisma, and I can't wait to hear you speak about this and to really bring it to light. And I think what wins the day for all of our employees, our teammates, for any position, whether it's a billing person, talking with an attorney, talking with an insurance company, a claims adjuster, speaking to somebody about their bill that they owe, certainty is what wins the day.
Yeah, it is.
It is all about certainty. When somebody's at the front desk my front desk coordinator needs to collect a payment that's overdue, certainty on what that bill is, certainty about what our procedures are, certainty about how we can speak with kindness, love, and understanding, and still be firm about getting that payment collected, certainty wins the day every single time.
I love that.
I'm excited for all of us that are present at the Cairo Life Conference to walk away more certain about what we do and what our role is and how we can not only navigate our career and our profession better, but navigate life better. I'm so excited for that.
We're going to spend an hour talking about certainty, about what stopped people from being certain. I have a lot of good stories and good exercises to share during our training. So I'm super honored and excited.
Wonderful. Well, let me drop these websites real quick, and we'll put this in the show notes as well. But influenceology.com, that's influenceology.com. That is one of your websites for entrepreneurs, etc. And then also cairospeaking.com. And again, Roberto, it has been an absolute honor and a pleasure to have you on Cairo Feast. And yes, you served it up today. So thank you so much. And thanks for your humility and your genuine authentic spirit. You're a joy to have in our profession. We're so lucky to have you literally focusing on chiropractic in your career. So thank you.
Thanks so much for the invitation. I can't wait to see you in December.
So for those of you that are out there that are thinking about it, go to ChiroLifeConference.com. Again, as always, stay hungry, my friends. Stay hungry for the feast. We'll keep serving it up. Please keep sharing our podcast. Please share this episode. This is a great episode for everybody. Share this with your staff. Share this with your team. Pass this around. Rate it. Get it out there. Man, that is our purpose. That is our goal. And as always, pay it forward.